Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
All right, so heading out into the Shenandoah Valley, where we've got the newspaper, the Stanton News Leader, was looking into campaign finance documents from Republican Senate candidate Hung Cao, which caused the candidate to call the newspaper a podunk local newspaper. Jeff Shapiro, what has been the reaction to that?
Oh, there are a lot of upset people in Virginia's verdant valley. The idea Stanton is podunk couldn't be further from the truth. I suspect that this is being viewed largely as another example of Nova arrogance directed at Rova, the rest of Virginia. In this case, it might be particularly perilous. Mr. Cao, of course, is a Republican. He's at this point favored for the Senate nomination to take on Tim Kaine. But Republicans fancy themselves, shall we say, friends of the countryside. Assuming a Cao nomination, one, I think, can conclude that Tim Kaine, the Democrat seeking a third term in the Senate, will remind people of this, shall we say, excited utterance that suggests a certain level of contempt for rural Virginia. In the end, I don't know that it would make a big difference. The countryside tends to be reflexively Republican.
And then heading up to Northern Virginia, where we've got the 7th congressional district vacated by incumbent Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger, who's running for governor. So it opens up the seat. And leading the handful of Democrats in that primary is Eugene Venman. Jeff Shapiro, can he use his celebrity status to win this Democratic primary?
Venman certainly is attempting to use his celebrity status to win this nomination. Of course, a figure in one of the many Trump scandals, this one involving Ukraine. Venman, with a long career in the military and roots in Prince William County, by the way. He's lived there for some years. His wife is a school teacher. They have two children. The older of the two has matriculated to a Virginia university. But there seems to be sort of this impression that he's parachuting into this race. One of the things that's been hurled at the candidate is the use of a Confederate-era state symbol, that somehow this suggests a certain insensitivity, ignorance, and unfamiliarity with modern Virginia.
And then finally, the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal seems to think Youngkin might be a great vice president. Jeff Shapiro, what do you make of this Youngkin boomlet?
Well, you know, the governor indicated he wouldn't be running for president in 2024. He didn't say he wouldn't be running for vice president. The Wall Street Journal, very much the guardian and conscience of the Wall Street set and the donor class and the high dollar political consultants, think that Youngkin would bring a certain business acumen to the ticket. Also, having won a swing state, that he would have a certain special appeal, maybe to those Nikki Haley voters who are maybe going to be gravitating to Trump following the South Carolina governor's decision to endorse Trump. But I think one needs to keep in mind that Donald Trump and Glenn Youngkin are not necessarily the best of buddies. Remember how Trump, in a somewhat racially laden way, put down Youngkin a year after his narrow win for governor by suggesting Youngkin wouldn't have won were it not for Trump's two big endorsements.
All right, that's all the time that we've got for this week. My name is Michael Pope, and we've been joined by Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Talk to you next week.
Have a good weekend.